What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome to our show today. It is Monday, November 2nd, 2020, start of a brand new month. And of course, tomorrow is election day. And it's just getting really, really crazy out there. And I suppose I want to start off now just by encouraging everybody, if you have not already voted with the early voting or the mail voting or whatever, please make a point of getting on out there and voting tomorrow, because the races are very, very close. The polls are being skewed to try and discourage voters from going to the polls here, but you need to get on out there, because it is going to come down to just very, very tiny fractions of percentages differences in some of these swing states here, especially in Pennsylvania, which is a must-have for Trump to win. If he doesn't win that one, then chances are he's not going to win re-election. And, of course, after Election Day, we're going to still be counting votes in some of those states for another week. Then there's going to be another week of rioting, followed by the start of the 2022 campaigns. So that's how things are being done here in the United States of America. Fox News is running a banner right now saying the final scramble for votes, and it's out there. Now, Donald Trump is out there saying that despite Biden is leading in four swing states, and that's only in one set of polls, and the other set of polls, Trump is ahead. And Trump is saying our numbers are looking very good. And he has definitely been racking up those frequent flyer miles on Air Force One the last couple of days. He did, I think, five stops yesterday, did four today. And it's just a blitz there. And Biden is out there as well. And here's a very bizarre story, and it kind of worries me. This is from the Gateway Pundit here, where Joe Biden made these three stops in Michigan with Barack Obama. And at one of them, Barack had to say his name three times before Biden actually walked out on the stage here. And Joe told voters in Michigan, quote, "I don't need you to get me elected," end quote. Now, whether that's his typical arrogance going on, or he knows that the vote riggers have got his election in the bag, I don't know. But this is the second time he's made a comment like that about, you know, if you don't like what I'm doing, don't vote for me. And that's not something that most candidates say during election season, unless something else is going on in the back room here. And Biden continues to put, he's suffering from hoof and mouth disease. And apparently he had a couple of goofs there. And during a drive-in rally on Saturday, Biden told voters about how President Trump was going to destroy the Obama-era Affordable Care Act, and apparently had trouble saying the word health care. And he said, "Donald Trump thinks health care is a privilege. Barack and I think it's right to have Batacath care." And everybody was left scratching his head, about what the heck is going on there. It seems like there's a couple of short circuits up there in Biden's brain there. Now, Trump is out there denying a claim that he is going to declare victory early, even if he's short of the 270 Electoral College votes. And basically, Biden is out there saying he will not let the president steal the election, because that, after all, is the Democrats' job. And once again, they're projecting. Now, the Bikers for Trump rally draws thousands of motorcycles to Pennsylvania. And Eric Trump is out there stumping for his father in a bid to boost the state poll figures. Now, Pennsylvania is key. It's neck and neck right now. Trump needs it if he's going to win the presidency. So just like Florida was the key state back in 2000, it's shaping up that in 2020 it's going to be Pennsylvania where all the Sturm und Drang is going to be happening. Now, Lady Gaga is out there endorsing Joe Biden. And apparently she dressed up as what she thought rednecks looked like, which got her labeled as condescending and got her basically slammed for mocking rednecks. And, there's a lot of voters out there in flyover country, And the Democrats have a tendency to focus on the coastal areas only. And that's where Trump really turned things around back in 2016, as he swept that whole Midwest. So we'll see what's going to happen tomorrow. And again, we're not going to have the final results tomorrow night, and everybody's going to be screaming and claiming victory, and, you know, who knows what's going to go on. Now, Roger Stone is out there in an article on Infowars.com basically saying how the Democrats plan to steal the 2020 election. And basically goes on in saying, you know, they've got the illegal immigrants voting, which is not supposed to happen. There's, you know, all the stuff about, you know, having phony driver's licenses to let ineligible people vote, you know, burning up ballot collection sites in heavy GOP areas. I mean, just all kinds of stuff they're doing. They're not even really trying to hide it. Now, Biden is out there stumping. He and Kamala Harris are out there. They're actually going more socialist these last couple of days of the campaign here. And Joe Biden is out there once again pounding that he wants to confiscate rifles such as AR-15s. But the FBI crime statistics say that rifles accounted for only 5.2% of known firearm murders last year. Shotguns accounted for 2.9%. Other guns, I don't even know what that means, 0.6%. Handguns were responsible for 91.3% of murders in 2019. But rifles are stereotypically white people guns, while handguns are black people guns. So what Joe is promising he's going to do is crack down on white gun ownership. And that, I think, is going to get a lot of people very upset, especially around here. Everybody has guns around here. It's amazing. It absolutely is. Hunter Biden has apparently gone into hiding. And, you know, the Biden campaign is trying to distance itself and Joe Biden from Hunter Biden and his laptop from hell and the child porn and everything else that's out there. It's spreading virally, mostly by email and Skype and Zoom meetings, not to mention face-to-face conversations. You know, Joe Biden's wife, Jill, his daughter, Ashley, and all of his grandchildren, they're following Joe Biden around the campaign trail. Hunter is nowhere to be found. Somebody has sort of spoofed the Where's Wally idea by saying, where's Hunter? And so he's probably in hiding somewhere if he's not in detox. Okay, now here's an interesting statistic. Over a quarter of the signups for three of President Donald Trump's Pennsylvania rallies held Saturday did not even vote in 2016. So Trump is pulling out people who didn't vote before, and because they didn't vote in 2016, they weren't on the rolls, which means the pollsters have missed them. And that may be changing the dynamic. Like I said, you know, we're going to start getting a sense of what's happening tomorrow. But again, with all of this late counting and accepting ballots without postmarks, and the worst one is that state where they're saying the signature on the ballot doesn't have to match the registration. I mean, that's wide open for fraud there. You know, our election system is just totally, totally crooked here. And, you know, this could wind up in the courts up until the safe harbor day when the Electoral College voters get selected by the various states. Now, business owners in Democrat-controlled cities are starting to board up their storefronts in preparation for an onslaught of mostly peaceful demonstrations should Trump win the election tomorrow. And the real concern is that the party of love and tolerance is going to lose the election and react pretty much the way they reacted when Hillary lost back in 2016. So one business owner in Los Angeles is out there saying, we just want to make sure our businesses will be safe from the sudden outpouring of peace, love, and tolerance. So they're worried about all these Democrats roaming around spreading peace following a Trump victory. Now, apparently, the White House is having a new non-scalable fence put up today, just before the election. It's going to secure the White House complex, the Ellipse, and Lafayette Square. And so they're very concerned about something happening there. There is that group that announced a week ago that they were going to drive Trump from the White House, even if he won the election. So I'm sure the Secret Service are earning their overtime now. All right, let's get into COVID-19. It's still out there, and we're getting arguments back and forth here. Faced with the reality of a winter surge, Sweden is finally bringing in some restrictions after months of being one of the few countries with no lockdown. So they're starting to say maybe we need to do a lockdown. In contrast, Russia is not planning a lockdown for the second wave, suggesting it should never have locked down for the first one because it caused a lot of damage to their economy, much as the lockdowns have kneecapped our economy as well. Now, at one of the Trump rallies, the crowd started shouting to fire Dr. Fauci. And Trump said, you know, let me wait until a little bit after the election. I appreciate the advice. So he's dropped a hint that he may fire Dr. Fauci once the election is over. Getting on into the international news, Armenia has released a video of a detained Syrian mercenary captured on the battlefield. The Armenian Ministry of Defense published the video documenting the interrogation of a person who is said to be a Syrian militant who was captured in the Karabakh region. And the man who's on the tape says his name is Yusuf Alabed Al-Haji, who's from the village of Al-Zayadiyya. Let me try that one again. Al-Zayadiyya, located in the countryside of the Idlib governorate. And apparently he's married with five children, which kind of makes you wonder why he'd go off to war. All right, Donald Trump has now approved the sale of the F-22 Raptor to Israel. And it's part of an effort to placate Israel over the sale of F-35s to the United Arab Emirates. Details are still forthcoming, but the sale will require an act of Congress. That's a piece of cake for Israel. Congress has forbidden exports of the F-22 to prevent the stealth technology falling into foreign hands. Getting approval for sales to Israel usually isn't that difficult, but this may prove to be the exception. And apparently President Clinton approved the idea of such a sale in 2001. By the time he left office, it was ultimately forgotten. Okay, we're seeing more of the land grab going on here. Apparently, Israeli soldiers attacked Palestinian farmers to kick them out of their lands in Beit Anmar town in the south of the West Bank, forcing them to leave their land. And apparently, an activist in Beit Anmar told WAFA that Israeli soldiers fired tear gas canisters at farmers harvesting the olive crops on their land, and they had to leave after inhaling the gas. Now, the reason the olives are so important, it takes 10 years after you plant an olive tree for it to bear a saleable product. And so when you hear about settlers going in and chopping down the groves and everything, this is an attack on their on Palestinians' livelihood. Olive harvesting and olive exports is one of the major businesses of the Palestinian territories. Okay, there is another story, this one coming out of Middle East Monitor. Israel is subjecting Palestinian children to abuse, both physical and psychological. And apparently there was this kid who was grabbed from his home. The Israelis told his father he would return the next day. He did not return until the following year. And apparently child prisoners are a major part of the Palestinian narrative. Hundreds of children as young as 12 are detained and prosecuted by the Israeli military system every single year. Out in California, lobby groups are once again trying to manipulate the public education system in California in order to censor Palestinian and Arab scholarship, using the excuse that they're fighting anti-Semitism. And apparently the current battle is around the state's ethnic studies curricula. And pro-Israel groups are agitated over the state's decision to reinstate Arab American studies in the proposed ethnic studies model curriculum after they pressured the California Department of Education to remove it altogether. Make them invisible, I guess. All right, we have talked before about some of the very wasteful military spending in this country, mostly on weapon systems that fail to perform, certainly in comparison with what they cost. And we have talked before about the Freedom and Independence class littoral combat ship. And apparently they keep breaking down, the ones that have already been built. They're not going to build anymore. They've gone back to the drawing board to devise something new. But apparently the littoral combat ship Detroit is limping back to Mayport, Florida from a deployment in South America. And this is the latest setback for the Freedom Variants complex propulsion system. They have had all kinds of issues with the propulsion train of those ships here. So Detroit will redeploy to Southern Command when repairs are completed, according to the U.S. 4th Fleet Commander, Rear Admiral Don Gabrielson. And apparently they're saying it suffered an engineering casualty during routine operations, and a technical evaluation determined that in-port repairs would be required. All right, let's get into the economic news here. I'm trying to get through the news so we can get the phone lines open and talk about tomorrow's election. Huawei purportedly has a plan to defeat U.S. sanctions by building its own chips. Now, Huawei has apparently decided they are never going to be free from U.S. sanctions, which have choked off its access to much-needed chips, and so they're going to build their own chip plant. According to the Financial Times, Huawei is working on a plan to develop its own chip plant in Shanghai. Now, Trump administration sanctions prohibit any company from using U.S. software or equipment to sell chips to Huawei without a license from the Department of Commerce. Huawei's just going to build their own. And, of course, that's a loss of business and profitability to American chip makers. So, not a well-thought-out plan here, Mr. Trump. Because Huawei is going to get their chips anyway, and they're not going to get them from U.S. manufacturers here. Now, J.P. Morgan is out there making a statement to the effect that economic disaster and more lockdowns are actually going to be great for stocks. And we've seen the stock market go up and up and up. There have been a few downs, but it was up again today. And, you know, the commentary keeps flipping back and forth. I mean, the first back in 2016, they were saying a Trump victory was going to be good for the stocks. Then the Biden victory is going to be the best outcome for risk assets. Then the blue wave emerging is the most bullish outcome. They're basically, you know, trying to get ahead of the ball and say whatever's happening is going to be great for stocks. I don't know. The sense I'm getting is, the stock market is more overly valued now than it was in 1929, and there's going to be a crash somewhere. And I'm glad I don't own stocks. I never have. I've never had the money to own stocks, but it's looking very iffy out there. Now, JCPenney, iconic retailer. We all grew up with JCPenney, and they're going through a reorganization plan. And they've basically filed a bankruptcy plan and accompanying disclosure statement about a week ago with Judge David Jones. And apparently the facts that have come out there is that the bankruptcy plan has been filed. JCPenney shareholders will get no monetary recovery and their stock is canceled. Okay. Now, second lien note holders will not get any recovery either, because there is a higher level of priority claims. So that is a really bad situation. Okay, we're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back with more news after these few words.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
Welcome back to our show here. And as a matter of fact, I was a pirate for Halloween. We actually had a lot more trick-or-treaters show up here than we were expecting with all this COVID-19 lockdown and everything. So that was kind of fun seeing all the kids in their costumes. And then a lot of grown-ups were in costumes as well. Anyway, little friendly reminder one more time. Republic Broadcasting Network is in the middle of a perpetual fundraiser. We're in a war. We're really in a war against the corporate media that wants to go back to being able to lie to you with impunity, and we're the only thing standing in their way. So it's getting a little intense out there. And, you know, I'd like to say it's going to ease off after tomorrow's election, but I really seriously doubt it with all the tension that's out there. Anyway, if you can help out, and thanks to those of you who already have, the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. The network thanks you. All right, we're going to do a little more news here before we open up the phone lines. And we're in the middle of some economic news here. And along with JCPenney going bankrupt, America's shopping malls are starting to fall. Mall owner CBL and Associates has filed for Chapter 11 late Sunday, citing the coronavirus pandemic cutting into their retail business. And apparently Pennsylvania Real Estate Investment Trust, which is the largest mall owner in Philadelphia, also filed for Chapter 11 early Sunday to execute a prepackaged financial restructuring deal. Okay, turning to international news here. Apparently, Muslims yelling Allah Akbar protest President Macron in Berlin. This all began in France, but it's spreading all over Europe. So this group of around 150 or so Muslims took to the streets of Berlin to protest against Macron. And according to a report from the tabloid BZ, no one was arrested for what the newspaper deemed a hate demonstration. Okay, now the French police have dispersed Turkish gray wolves after their anti-Macron, anti-Armenia, Allah Akbar march. And this was in Dijon. Apparently over in Vienna, in a Catholic cathedral, there was an Afghan Muslim arrested for shouting Islamic slogans inside the cathedral until he was arrested by police. It's a little crazy out there right now. Pro-Turkish slogans have been used to deface an Armenian memorial center in France. And apparently, an Iranian migrant has been charged with manslaughter over the English Channel drownings. 37-year-old Iranian man was charged with manslaughter after a family of five drowned trying to cross the English Channel from France. Now, the alleged trafficker, who was also a migrant, was arrested last Friday by authorities in Dunkirk, marking the first time an accused Channel people smuggler has been charged with manslaughter. It can be very rough water there in the English Channel here. Okay, from the woke part of the news here, apparently the Washington Department of Child, Youth, and Families is barring a couple from fostering their one-year-old great-granddaughter because they oppose homosexuality and gender transitioning. And so they denied this couple from fostering this great-granddaughter because the great-granddaughter somewhere in the future might want to transition to being a boy. Okay. But apparently a federal judge reversed that decision and the great grandparents are going to have the kid. I think sanity finally broke out on that one. I really just in time for Christmas shopping here. Apparently there's a company that is making action figures of Dr. Anthony Fauci and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Something tells me they're not going to sell very well. I certainly wouldn't want one. Over in Kazakhstan, all convicted pedophiles' names, pictures, and addresses are publicly released. It's prompting fears of vigilante attacks, but apparently parents can use the map and database to check if there's a pedophile nearby. Let's see, where is Hunter Biden right about now? All righty, NATO has a new mission, according to Dillingpole. Defending the West from the Russians is so last century. And now its new mission is to save the world from climate change, according to an op-ed written by NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. Well, they don't have a real enemy to fight, so they're going to keep on sucking money out of the various countries to fight climate change because it's making the world more dangerous. And NATO's task is to preserve peace. Actually, they haven't done a very good job of that either. And I think Stoltenberg probably wrote that in the hope that Biden is going to win tomorrow's election. And, well, there's music. We got to do more commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash.
And welcome back to our show here. A couple more science stories, then we're going to open the phone lines here. Scientists over at the Large Hadron Collider hope to make contact with a parallel universe outside of our own. And who knows, maybe they're doing a better job of it than we are. But apparently they're going to fire up the LHC to its highest energy levels ever in a bid to detect or even create miniature black holes. And all I can say to the scientists at CERN is don't drop it. Okay, a few weeks ago, there was a big news headline about how phosphine had been discovered in the atmosphere of Venus, and that the way the chemistry worked, the only way phosphine could be created was through biological processes. But apparently scientists not involved in the original detection took a fresh look at the data, and they are casting doubt on the idea that there might be life on Venus. So take a hint. Go back to Mars. Spoiler alert, there is life there. Okay, let's go ahead. Boy, the phone lines are just loading right up here. Peter in Los Angeles, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hello? Oh, okay. Mike, I'm calling in. You were talking about in California, they're trying to amend the textbooks and curriculum to basically expunge any kind of criticism of Israel. About 3 years ago, Dianne Feinstein, our senator, our Jewish senator, her husband sits on the board for the California University of California Regents. And he put forth a deal where in the University of California, which includes Berkeley and UCLA and UC Santa Barbara, the UC system, that any they changed the definition of anti-Semitism to mean any criticism of Israel, of course, which is a real country with a real armed forces and, you know, doesn't drop real bombs and so on. And does real atrocities. So he used the lever of his wife and sanctions coming from his senator wife in order to get that rammed through. I also want to say in Virginia, they've been the Israeli lobby has been very active in censoring the textbooks there, where they change the wording around to say instead of occupied, they'll say it's contested. Territory or things like that. No mention of Nakba, of course.
Yes.
Nothing like that. At the same time, of course, they're trying to make it mandatory that everybody have Holocaust training from cradle to grave, pretty much. But also in Virginia, and this is an article written by a gentleman named Grant Smith, who is probably the expert on the Israeli lobby. Grant Smith had an article called The Israeli lobby enters state government. And in Virginia, they've managed to, with enough campaign contributions, to have their own a Virginia government organization as part of the government of Virginia that is there to enable Israeli companies to sell in the United States. That is to say, this is the Virginia government is going to work against its own citizens and their businesses in order to help them, the Israeli foreigners, to sell within Virginia and open up businesses there. Now that's it. Now when you talk about the censorship and, of course, 28 states that you can't criticize Israel and hold a government job or get a government contract or whatever, and that's only going to go up. And then we're looking at what's happening for censorship with Facebook and Facebook and Twitter and everything that we're seeing on the media that is so weaponized against Trump, for instance. On one side, they're all Jewish-owned. And when you put all this together, I mean, and then, you know, controlling our textbooks and what they can say on campuses and what you can and can't say and not hold a federal job and so on and so forth. And they're actually have weaponized our own state government against our own businesses in favor of Israeli businesses. And then you can take it a step further. Like, oh, by the way, we can't sell weapons to anybody in the Middle East unless Israel signs off on it. And today I saw an article, which I sent on to you, where we've agreed because they agreed to let us. Good, thank God Israel let us sell F-35s to some of the Emirates in order to assuage the Israelis. We're now selling them F-22s, which we had not before. So we need their permission to sell, and then we have to compensate them by selling them even more or giving them. You know how we give it. We never sell them anything. They forgive everything. It's just how they permeate everything we see, everything we read, everything we hear, every movie we go to, every TV show, every book we read, because they control publishing as well, our schools, our textbooks, everything else. And now, obviously, they weaponize themselves in the electoral process, and where Trump can't even have his own Twitter account, right?
Yes.
That's how much control is being exercised over us. And I could go on to more, but I just wish people would know just exactly what we're confronting here. And who cares about China and Russia? This is the real problem. I mean, we're going to be serfs in our own country. And that's pretty much it for me, Mike. That's my two cents for the day.
All right. Well, Peter, thank you very much for the phone call. And we're going to switch over to David in Boston. Hello, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Kriana, Michael, the 49th and 50th state, Aloha for Hawaii and Kriana for Alaska. That's Yupik Eskimo for, actually, that's Jewish Yupik Eskimo, Kriana. They say that coming and going, just like Shalom, 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 Kriana,
yes.
Kriana. But anyway, always good to hear Peter. He has a great namesake, of course. So, Mike, you know what? I'd like to give a shout out to Layla. She's up. I take it. I think she's kind of like in Ontario. I used to speak with Ernst Sandel. We got in the habit of speaking on Sundays when he was at 16 Carlton Street in the Sandel House. I used to love his power letter. I used to receive it up in Eagle River, Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I'd characterize Layla the same way Ernst characterized himself, as a militant pacifist. And I'd like to see what Layla's opinion is on that, if she embraces that title, a militant pacifist. But, Mike, I'd like to ask Layla, but with this pacifism, though, Elias Shakur, he was from the village of Kafir Birim, he was just a kid when the Zionist goons came into his village. And they rounded up all the men, and they told the men that they were going to march them out just a few miles out of the village, just to secure the village. They just wanted to secure the village, like check it for firearms and explosive, you know, munitions, and so on. And they said, you'll be back in the evening to have supper with your family. We just want to, well, they never returned. They marched them off. They wound up in some kind of refugee camp or something in Jordan or something. And anyways, sometime later, I don't know how much time went by, but Archbishop Elias Shakur said when they finally were kind of like reunited with their woman and saw their woman again, and as I say, I don't know how much time went by, but they were informed that the women were all raped and ravished, and some of them fought like tigers to resist these filthy Jewish rapists and everything. And a couple of them that really fought like tigers just had their throats slit. They murdered them. And if they wouldn't submit to these Jewish sex maniacs and everything. But so I'd like Layla's feedback on that. And then and I love Layla, like we all do. She's fantastic. Like the one man, Al from Canada, said she's a fascinating woman. And I second the motion. But changing the subject a little bit, Michael, is, you know, Michael, this fervor, this mania for this Trump mania, all these rallies and this Trump mania. All these people screaming, "I love you, Trump," and all this stuff and everything. I came up with a name, Michael. I think they're suffering from a mental disorder. All these rabid Trump supporters and everything. And I've diagnosed them with Trump derangement syndrome.
Actually, that name's already been co-opted by the ones who are opposed to Trump.
Oh, I know, but I'm using the same. I think that was the minor definition of it. But the greater fulfillment of Trump derangement syndrome is, I think, these rabid supporters of Trump. And I'll tell you something, Mike, and then maybe Layla can weigh in on this too. But I'm in Boston here, and all I hear 24 hours a day, day and night, is these ambulances. And there's all these fentanyl, opium, heroin overdoses and everything. Now, Trump had 4 years to take our troops out of Afghanistan. I just want to characterize, I just want to say that I have unbridled admiration for those great Mujahideen warriors that stand up to this great global super Satan, this great global narco, it's a narco super state, this great narco super Satan, okay? And, you know, these American men better realize that they're sowing to the wind, they're going to reap the world wind. And may God help them to stand up to the great Satan. Let them, may God help them to equip themselves with the bravery and the courage and the fortitude of the Mujahideen. Because don't think that the great Satan is just satisfied with killing the people on the other side of the world and killing the people in the Middle East and turning the whole Middle East into homeless refugees. The great Satan is killing us right here at home and our children. And the great Satan is coming after you, this great global super Satan. And I hope you stand up to this great Satan with the courage that the Mujahideen Afghan warriors. I have unbridled admiration for them, the way they stand up to this this great nuclear-armed super Satan. And those brave Mujahideen warriors stand up to this great, wicked, evil super Satan. It's a narco terror state. We're over there mobbing them for their opium, okay? So,
yeah.
So me and Paul are going to definitely, and probably Chance, I'm an oath keeper. I took an oath in the Army to uphold the Constitution, Michael. No war has ever been declared and over in Afghanistan. And when they administered the oath in the Army, the person that administered, the man that administered, the officer, he made it clear that when we took that oath, it was for the rest of our lives as American citizens, as long as we were American citizens, even after we were drummed out of the Army and everything, we're discharged from the Army. So I renounce, reject, I condemn this great global super Satan, this great global narco terrorist state. And I stand in solidarity with the Mujahideen warriors. I stand in solidarity with Qasem Soleimani, who drove the Israeli Secret Intelligence Service Sunni hordes out of the Middle East. And the only reason Trump killed General Soleimani is that maggot-infested butthole just wants to take the credit for destroying ISIS. But it wasn't. It was Putin and General Qasem Soleimani that ridded the Middle East of the Israeli Secret Intelligence Service. And we haven't said that, Mike. The last thing I'll say, I have a little saying, Mike. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. Everyone's heard that. But I say this. You can lead a man to knowledge, but you can't make them think. Thank
True.
You, Michael.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch to Ray in Indiana. Hello, Ray. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Mike. I called about the voting in Indiana, but I want to give you a quick story here. I was watching C-SPAN, Washington Journal, Saturday morning, and guess who called? Tom from Florida. Clearly him. I've only got through once on Washington Journal. I'm a regular that I watch that show all the time, but I had to laugh when I heard Tom. And so let him know if he calls in that he has fans all over the country and we heard him. But anyway, back to voting in Indiana. Have you done the early vote yet, or have you voted yet?
We did the early voting. Well, actually, I don't vote. It just seems to encourage the bastards.
I was going to ask your thoughts on that, on the voting machine, because Indiana does not own those machines. They don't own the machines and they don't own the software. But what do you think of the machines?
I'm always suspicious of all these machines here, and the fact that Indiana doesn't own them or the software. To me, that's very, very alarming. I think if we're talking about reforming our election system, I think the machines have got to be open and transparent, and people should be able to look inside and see how they're working. And a minimum of software is required to actually just count pips on a card. And so this idea that the software is proprietary and therefore can't be inspected alarms me. I mean, you realize the gambling machines in Las Vegas are under much more secure control than our election machines.
I I totally agree with you. But the point I was leading up to is those machines have this little wheel, and yet it's not a touch screen. And most everybody looks at that and thinks it's a touch. It's not a touch screen. You have to spin this little wheel, and it goes over each and every option.
Yes.
It's the craziest thing, and I don't know whoever programmed that was not. I can't believe it was a real programmer, because it's so unnatural the way. So people I actually helped out on the polls a couple of years back, and I had to explain to them every time. No, you have to spin that wheel, and it goes cycles each choice, and then you have to hit it. And I hear the music. Anyway, keep up the great work, and go Trump. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We'll be back with more phone calls after these few words.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Leroy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often. Decorated soldier, veteran of the war, who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? The preacher man wags his head while the rich man turns away. His mother looks on weeping.
Okay, welcome back to our show here. And we're going to go back to the phones to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael. Aloha. Good day to you. And yeah, thanks for that. That was a nice call, last caller. Yeah, Michael, what's on my mind is, let's get to the real facts now. We may have a, you were talking about black holes. We might have a black hole in 24 hours in our government. We might have a black hole, a communist black hole. Rubio said last night, there's a lot of Democrats ain't socialist communists. Most Democrats are, so the Democrats are the socialist communists, basically. How you heard Rubio's speech last night, Mike?
No, I did not.
Yeah, he said the Democrats, not all Democrats are socialist communists, but all socialists are Democrats.
Yeah, I saw the quote.
Right. Yeah, really good quote. But, you know, I got to get back to David. The guy's always talking about Trump rallies and this, and the guy's crazy and syndrome. No, Dave, you're wrong there, my friend. Do you want the bumbling buffoonery of Biden and Tommy Camilla in our government, running our government? This guy's nutting up right now on Trump. Can you imagine how this guy's going to be when bumbling buffoonery of Biden gets in there, Camilla? This guy's going to go off the rails. He'll be on volume or something. I don't know what's going to happen with this guy, but. Mike, you know, I got to tell you, I went and saw this guy, Charlie Kirk, the other night. I was for the students for my daughter, and he was over here, and I'd never seen such a crowd as far as a little ballroom. They had a ballroom, and there must have been, the thing was jam-packed. You couldn't even walk in there. Everybody had masks on, you know, everybody was masked up, and so Dustin, don't call in. So it was good in that regard, and the guy made a lot of sense. Candace Owens wasn't able to make it, but I've been telling you for a long time, about this election, where I think Trump may have dropped the ball on this, dropped the ball, is not having Larry Elder, Candace Owens, and all these other guys of this documentary, Uncle Tom, because I believe Trump, if Trump gets 15% of this election from the black vote, Mike, I think he's going to win it. However, if he doesn't get under 15, if he gets 10 or less, why did Donald Trump go out, stick his neck out all this time for the black vote when they betrayed him?
Last I heard, he's polling 31% among black voters.
Well, then, Mike, if he's polling 31%, he's going to win in a landslide. However, we'll find out tomorrow night. If he gets under 10%, you know what? No Republican leader, no white male who runs for president can appease the black Afro-American vote. No way. Because nobody's done as more for them as Trump. Let's not kid ourselves. If he doesn't carry at least 15% of the black vote after all he's done is gave out, and who's gonna, what other white candidate who's ever gonna run as a Republican is gonna have this outreach to blacks, Mike? So I'll hang on if you can. I got a lot more stuff, but
stay on the line. I'm gonna put you on hold. We're gonna come right back to you after station identification.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.